Sorry. Okay, we're in the middle of discussing the Mishakta Vatari here about the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And I wanted to point out a couple things. We left off in the middle of the thought. So the question was, right, why not just say Lashem is necessary for Tumah Achar Hagrala, right? The Krivo, right? Why need a Hakdosha, right? First they thought Chanan HaMitzri, and then they thought Reb Shimon, according to our Girsa, Reb Shimon say, not just Havmin, and it could be Reb Shimon, it could be Rava's weird case. Why not just say, Tum Achar Hagrala, and you're a Makrivit? So, this is already, we pointed out, the answer is hinted at already in Rashi. Kosos Peshit Mekubetzes asks this question more explicitly and says, Tema Lema Shahuma Meshocha Latzok. Okay, let's use the more proper word, because here, I don't know why. Mishalcho Latzok. That is the Shikun Gavessis' question. Right? And the answer is, right, exactly. And the answer is, Yeshlom Sfila de Ikabal Dakdishu Af Al Hasheni. Okay, in that particular piece, it's not exactly clear what he means, but he makes it clear in your test. Right, so so one answer is the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says, Ein Achanami. We could have answered Kigon Shehumam Achar Hagrala, but we wanted to teach an extra Kiddush that Mashkachas Malkus Afilo al Hakdosha. Meaning it's obvious. And you get Malkus for the Chielish Mitzot. It's obvious that if he gets a mummy after the Hagrola, then it's a Sar Mishtaleach, and you throw it off the mountain, you get Malkus for Hakrava be Hakrava Spalmum. But that was obvious. They wanted to teach us another Chiddush. You could even get Malkus for Hakdosha. How can you get Malkus for Hakdosha? The girl's not even Koveya. So then you have to come on to these weird cases. That's what Shita Govetza says. And he says it's Mashin that way a little in Rashi and Tosos, because Rashi and Tosos say, it's not so clear. That they add the word Chillo to teach us Malkus about Hakdishu. And that fits with Rashi and Tosos, right? It's not, Rashi and Tosos don't say this mefurish. They just say that Rava adds v'chillo to teach us Malkus for Baal Takdishu, but that fits with the Shittim Gebetzes, meaning it would have been a good answer just Gil Jehumam, Bobayom. Bobayom means after Hagrom. Would have been a good answer without v'chillo, right? But they want to teach us double Chiddush, right? So in which case, right, basically, Kigon Shechililo, Boba, Kigon Shehumam, Kigon Shehumam, Boba Yom, mean after Hagrola, is an adequate answer. Vichililo is an additional Kiddush. Okay, that is one approach. However, what I pointed out at the end is that is not meduyak in the Gemara. Because what that's saying is that the Gemara had a question. The question was, Ein Agrol Koveya. Sounds like, why do you need Lashem? Right? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Taim Ediksiv Kro Lashem, who do Lomaisa Shamar Shalech.
Hello, Rabbi Kol Hashem, have me a servant shalach l'am shaper dummy. Right? That, the question was, why do you need Lashem? So what the Shit Mukavetz is saying is that the question is, why do you need Lashem? And the answer is, plus you need Lashem for throwing it off the cliff. But let's also tell you why you need Lashem for the Hakdasha. But it sounds like, why do you need Hashem at all? So I thought the Pashup Shot in the Gemara, which is the Pashup Shot of the Gemara, is that there's no Malkus except for Reb Shimon and Rava's case. Why? Because only for Hakdasha, because the Chia Letzok is not Hakrava. After all, what's the Lashon of all the Lavim? Lo Sakrivu, right? Except for the Lavim of Haktar, V'yishel lo sitnu mihem, right? Pashat, most Rishon, we'll see in Zion and Aleph. Everything comes from Lo Sakrivu, except for burning. Burning, V'yishel lo sitnu mihem. Okay, you clearly don't burn anything in Sarm Shaleach. Question is, are you makriv it? So, the Chia Letzok is not a Hakrava. That is the Meduyah Pashup Shot in the Gemara. There is no Hakrav in Dechiel Letzuk. The only thing you can have is Hakdasha, and that's why they have to find a case of Hakdasha. Dechiel Letzuk is not Hakrava, so they have to find a case of Hakdasha. Now here, what right do I have to go up against the Shita Mikubetzes? So, I had to bring some Makoros, right? What is the status of the of the Dechiel Letzuk? So the Griz here already says, V'ayin Shem Mishidu Gebet says, Teim Olei Meshachum Meshachol Letzuk Dainu Akarvah. So, what's the Yesod? The Yesod HaMachlokes. The Yesod HaMachlokes is that the Sheet of the Gebet says, Dechiyaso Letzuk Hainu Hakarvah. Right? Is Hakravaso. And what does the Griz say? Tzorech Ian. The Gemara Yumam Vorak Leinin Oso Vies Benodu Shem Shchita Umemelo Mechusar Zman. Leinin Maktish Val Mumi Sur Mishon Avodus HaKarbon Chizuzok Ein Avoda. But Tzorech Ian, what does the Griz say? The Griz says Tzorech Ian. He says, Dechiyaso Letzot Hainu Shchitaso. Dechiyah Letzot is Shchita. Right? That's clear. The Gemara in Yoma says before it's Shchita. But for what purpose is it Shchita? For a purpose of also the Espino. Right? Shchita is also the Espino, is Aser, Bein Bechulin, Bein Bekachin. It's Shchita. Le'inyan, right? Basically, the principle seems to be when it says also the Espino, Los Shchatubi Yom Echad, it means any, I'll say better than I say last time, any halachically mandated types of killing. Right, whether it be shechting a regular animal, whether it be throwing the Tzorech Shleich off the cliff, or according to Tosos and the Achronim, whether it be Arifas Egla Rufa, right, it's not before Shleich Mar, but all the posts can agree, those are all within also the Espinok, because they're halachically mandated killing. What is Los Shchatu mean? The halachically mandated way of killing. But that has nothing to do with Kodshim. Hayim Shchitoso. But not Avoda, and another word for Avoda is Hakrava. It just means it's Shchita. It's a halachically recognized way of killing. And a halachically recognized way of killing is Bechlal Osov Yes Beno. Just like Empire and Aaron's Best. You know, they have nothing to do with Avodah or Hakrava, the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a halachically recognized way of killing, so it's Bechlal Osov Yes Beno. But that has nothing to do with being Avodah, with Hakrava, right? You're allowed to bring a Balmum as much as you want to, postville. There's nothing to do with that krav. The chiyah letzuk, and here seems to be a fundamental machlokas. The Shit in Metzah starts out, the chiyah letzuk is hakrava. If the chiyah letzuk is hakrava, then the kash is, why not just say, you need Lashem, fork out a mummy, you threw it off the cliff. The answer is, you could have said that, they want to say an extra chiddush. The Griz says, no, the chiyah letzuk is not hakrava. The chiyah letzuk might be shchita, it's a halachically mandated way of killing, which gives it chashivas, v'chal osov yes v'no. It gives it as much chashivas as shchitas chulin. But that doesn't make it avoda. The chiyah letzuk is not avoda. And the Avnei Nezer goes even further here. There's an interesting kasha that the Chelkas Yoav, remember we saw Chelkas Yoav?
About like if someone puts something in your hair, in your hand, three tefachim off the grounds. So Chilkas Yov wrote a bunch of short questions that bothered the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer answered in this sim in the Son of the Korah sheet. Masha Huxel Basar Cholim Arkivol Ksefo. The Chilkas Yov had a kasha. The Gemara says Ish Iti Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? That the Ish Iti is allowed to bring him into the desert even with Chilol Shabbos. Says, what's the Chilul Shabbos of bringing him into the desert? So it says, that if the Tsar got sick and couldn't walk, he's allowed to carry it. Okay? Nebuchadnezzar the Ishiti. But Hachole, possible. So what's the Yechel Kizyov's Kasha? Hachole, possible. Tsar Mishalech, Mokob Sulim. Is what he's saying? What he's saying, what the Griz is saying, is that there's no Isser Hakravas Balmum by the Chiyah Lipsok, because it's not Hakrava. The Avnei Nezer goes even further. What is the Avnei Nezer saying? He has the Kasha. What do you mean it's Docha Shabbos, he can carry the Sa'ir? If the Sa'ir is Chole, then Chole is a Balmom, and a Balmom is Puzzle. HaChole Puzzle, so Mishlech Mo Kol Psul, and Balmom Mechusar Zman. Chole is Puzzle, right? The Rambam counts Chole as one of the Momen. Okay, so one way the Avnei Nezer could have answered is that Chol is not really Balmum. Chol has a different kind of soul, and that doesn't apply here. You know, Chol is not really... It's actually fascinating. If you look in the Rambam, the status of Chol as Balmum is very, very peculiar.
I mean, it holds... It's like a kid, got tired of walking.
So the truth is, a better answer to me, there's different kinds of chole. There's one kind of chole, which is a serious chole, which is a balmum. And there's another kind of chole, which is just being tired and being weak, which is not a balmum. That's also a good answer. But in any case, what does the Avnei Nezer answer? Lo kashami di deino poso akodim atin dom shalchav elo Rabbi Yehuda kodim vidi dvarim lom shimon. Sh'od tzarech lama l'fnei Hashem. There's a machlokes bidi eved. How much of the tzarech shalech is ma'ak? Right? Now, there might or might not be a third or fourth opinion, but the simple shot, there are two opinions, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Tsar Mishalech has to be alive till you sprinkle the blood of the Tsar Lashem. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Tsar Mishalech has to be alive till you do vidoy on it. Okay, that's how we normally assume. Rabbi Shimon says, She'ot Tsar Chalam L'Fnei Hashem, the Mimor Yol, the Mitzvah Yom HaChai L'Fnei Hashem, Masi Yizak Lo Yechayet, Matan Dom Mishal Chavera, Vala Akshin Yidu Shloch, Ein Opposable Shom Davar. Now, what's the lashon of the Avnei Nezer? Ain't opposable. Shum dover. What does the Avnei Nezer say? He says, once you finish the vidoy, once you sprinkle the blood of the Tsar Lashem, and you do the vidoy in the Tsar Mishaleach, of course you still have to bring it to the desert and throw it off a cliff. But ain't opposable. Shum dover. No psulim applied. He goes even further than the Griz. The Griz might have agreed, but he happens to go further. The Avnei Nezer says that Ein posel bo shum davar achar, let's take the vidui, right? Meaning, there's not even a psol balmum at all by dechiel the tzok. Not only is it not allowed to throw the balmum off the tzok, it's even heter gomer. It's not even possible chalal. It's not even a problem with hatzila. Not only do we get malchus for the Avnei Nezer for throwing it off the balmum off the tzok, but it's not even usher at all to throw a balmum off the tzok. If it was healthy b'shas matan dama shachaveiro, if it was healthy b'shas vidoy, then if it happens to trip in the desert or on the way to the desert, even on the bridge out of the mikdash, and break its leg, no problem whatsoever. It's lechatchila to throw a balmum off the tzuk. So clearly, we have here a fundamental machlokes. The Shita Mugabetz assumes the chil of tzuk is hakrava, and there is an iser hakravas balmum by the chil of tzuk. And the Griz questions that. He says, no, that's not Meduyik in our Gemara. Meduyik in our Gemara is that there is no Isser Balmum Dechiel Etzok, because it's not a Hakrava. And the Avnei Nezer goes so far as to say, not only is there no Malkas for Balmum, it's not even Aser Mechalav Hatchila. It's not even Bin Yevin. It's not even Shlomo HaMavkar. It's perfectly fine to throw Balmum off the cliff. How did that mean to the Argamara? That Argamara is talking about until the Vidoy, or the Mount of Dom Shachadero. I mean, clearly, you're right. Ellie says, but isn't it Pashtun Argamara there's a Psol Baal Mom after Hagrola? Yeah, of course there's a Psol Baal Mom after Hagrola. Until the Vidoy. Exactly, when the dam is in the cup, there's a psol baal mum, because you haven't had matan dam shachavir and vito yet.
But that's the
gift
I'm talking about.
Rav Shimon says, if the dam of the Sar Lashem is in the cup,
right,
then there's a psol baal mum by the Sar Mishalech, because it's before matan dam shachavir. You haven't sprinkled it yet, it's in the cup.
So we're assuming that's
not vito. No, the vito always comes after matan dam shachavir. The vito is later.
The vito is
later. After matan dam shachavir. First, you have to sprinkle, it says in the pasuk, right? Right? You finish sprinkling the dam of the parvus sar and asif b'fnim. Then v'kriv'es aser achayv samach arosh yado arosh achayv v'adol lavas kol avnos bnei yisrael lavas kol v'shem lo kol chatosam. You only do the vidoy after matan dam shachaveru. Meaning, Reb Shimon is the machmir in this machlokes because he says it needs to be alive till vidoy. So clearly, our Gemara says there's a psol baal mum after hagrola. That's until the Vidoy. Let's say we're Reb Shimon. Or until Matan Dam Shachaveru for Yehuda. But once it goes to the desert, then there's no Psol Baal Mum, says the Avnei Nezer. Chanan HaMitzri is talking about Dam Bakos. It's talking before Matan Dam Shachaveru and Vidoy Dvarim, right? Isn't that what he's talking about? Right? I feel Dam Bakos. Dam Bakos. What does Dam Bakos mean? It means before Matan Dam Shachaveru, right? Even though the Dam of Shachaveru is in the coast, it hasn't been Nizrak yet. Right? That's what Pekos means. Otherwise, it would be on the floor. Okay. Now, this is a more general question, meaning what's the assumption? The assumption is that the Chiyama Tzok is, the Shimu Betzit is a Hakrava, and the assumption of the Grizz, and what I think is Pashup Shat, Maduik Shat in the Gemara, is that it is not Hakrava. And where did the Grizz get this from? So, we see this. We see this in the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim that I Xerox for you very, very poorly. What is he? He declares a Chakira. Now, let me... Okay. Let me just make something clear. It's clear that there is some Havoda going on with Sar Mishtaleach, right? It's clear there's Havoda with Sar Mishtaleach. What's the Havoda? Well, you have to Hagrola. Then you have to do Matan Dom of Shachaveiro. You have to sprinkle the blood of the Sar Lashem. That's apparently relevant to the Sar Mishaleach. And you have to do Vidoy. Right? What does it say in the Pasuk? V'hikrivis ha-seir ha-chai v'samach ha-ron ha-shtei ha-dom ha-rosh seir ha-chai v'svadol ha-vis kol v'nos b'nei Yisrael. The Hakrava, the Vidoy is a Hakrava. The question isn't, my Chakir here is not whether there's Avod in the Sar Mishaleach. Tainach, there is Avod in the Sar Mishaleach. Tainach, it's an important Kachindik Inyan. My question is, once you finish the Matan Dam of Shachaveiro, once you finish the Vidoy, let's be Rosh Hashanah next, once you finish the Vidoy, is there still a Korban Sar Mishaleach or not? The sending to the Midbar, is that what you do in the Mikdash Tenach? Okay, what you do in the Mikdash, you do Vidoy in the Mikdash. Once it leaves the Mikdash, is that a Hakrava or not? On the one hand, look, it's a Korban, you think it should have a Hakrava. On the other hand, it's not in the Mikdash. Right? So that's really, they have a fundamental hakira about what is a Sar Mishtaleach after Vidoy. After Vidoy, are you being makriv it, or are you doing something else with it? And here we see, for example, what does Rabbi Gamliel, what does Rabbi Gershom say? Here he is, a great line here of Rabbi Gershom. Right? What was his great line? What was his comparison? Who remembers the great line of Rabbi Gershom? The comparison? What word does he use to apply to throwing the sar off the cliff? The sar mishaleach nami miratu lazazel ki ishin lashem. Right? It's miratu when you send it lazazel. It's a ritzoi. Right? Meaning, just like when you put a regular carbon on the mizbeach, that's a ritzoi. The niritza lo l'chaper alav, throwing the sar mishaleach off the cliff is a ritzoi also. Now, I know it's not ma'ake if you throw it off the cliff. You know what? It's also not ma'akiv to burn the ola, right? If you were zorik the dam and then all the meat got lost, you're yotzei. But clearly, part of the ritzui is that you have to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. Fine. So the ritzui of regular karbonos on the mizbeach, the ritzui of sar mishaleach is off a cliff. Why? Because Hashem decided that this should have a different kind of akrava than a regular animal. How are we makriv it? in a certain place in a certain way. This, we're makrim in a different place in a different way. That's still a hakrava, right? We're killing the animal for giving it to Hashem. Right? We're just giving it to Hashem in a strange place. So that is Rabbeinu Gershom, right? What does Rabbeinu Gershom say? He's not talking about mum. Bluest people aren't talking about mum. They're just talking about the nature of Sar Mishaleach. Right? Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Miratzehu. Right? It's Miratzeh. What's Miratzeh? Meaning, he doesn't say the... I mean, if he had said there's Ritzui in the Sar Mishaleach, that wouldn't have proved anything. Why? Might have said, you know what the Ritzui is? The Ritzui is when you sprinkle the Dam of the Sar Lashem. The Ritzui is when you say Vidoi in the Beis HaMikdash. No, Miratzeh Azazel. Azazel has Ritzui, right? The Dechiel Tzuk is Ritzui. What does he say? He says that the Dechiel Tzuk is Miratzeh. Miratzeh Lazazel. What does Miratzeh mean? Miratzeh means Ritzui means the Hakrava. So he seems to understand, like the Shittim Gobetzes, that Sar Mishaleach is a carbon when you throw it off the shot. Not just the carbon when it's in the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen Gadol, you know, saying the Shema Mefurash B'Kedusha of Tara. Even in the desert throwing off the cliff, it's a Meritzoi La'Azazel. However, Reb Chaim has a famous piece about this. Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim in Shkolim that I pointed out, he says, Chayinim Sar Mishaleach, he should stop it. Im Yeshol Din Karbon Olo, Rak Mitzvah Shilachalot. This is our Chakira, is Reb Chaim's Chakira. Is it a din karbon? What does he mean? It's clear in the Hemshech. He means after you finish the Vidur, when it goes to the desert. Is it a karbon to kill it in the desert? It's just a different kind of karbon? Or is it a mitzvah shiluach? Clearly it's a mitzvah, meaning clearly it's a religious act. Clearly it's mandated by the Torah to do dechiel tzuk. The question is it mandated by the Torah as a karbon, or is it a mitzvah that's not a karbon? That's exactly our Chakira. And what does he say? Vihine Barambam, etc., etc., etc. Let me just skip a little. He says, La'achar Vidoy. He talks about how before Vidoy, for sure, it's a carbon. You have to do Vidoy. That's Avod in the Mikdash. Amnam La'achar Vidoy, Nira Devar Pakim in Eden Carbon. What does Rukhain decide? After Vidoy, it loses the status of carbon. It's not a carbon. Hold on. If it's not a carbon, then what, obviously, are you not about to do to it? Makriv it. It's not a carbon means something you're makriv. Not a carbon something you're not makriv. So you're not makriv it. You just do a mitzvah shiluach. After all, okay, one second. V'im daya efshalom with lo pakim nidin carbon shechal v'hadapat brachos rakish nidin roi lepesachol moed because they didn't chayla mishva hadi paras chatas vaduhu a carbon of rakish nidin roi lepesachol moed on the biyoma samachvav ish lahachshir es boy this is impossible to read hazar l'shiluach bar shita ma'od tamei korak simbo kamashlan hayu da having lo pakim nishim carbon shu akol lo afalach arvidoi v'alzeh kamashlan lechayu pakim nishim carbon in bala mitzvah shiluach. Okay, what does he say? Kamashlan. He says, you might have said it is a carbon. Why aren't you chai for shvut lechutz? Because it's not a carbon bifnim. It's not a carbon bifnim. You can't have a chim shvut lechutz. He says, no, it's not a carbon at all. And then he says, the shak levatari in Yumadav Samach Vav, of why you need a pasuk to teach you a zar can do it, because you might have thought it was still a carbon, because it's mechaper, so you need a kohen. Kamash, well, it's not a carbon, and a zar can be molechit. Right? That's what he says. Pakam yimenu shem carbon vein bala mitzvah shiluach. Teinach, it was a carbon once. It was a carbon, because you have a hekar v'saseir achai. You have to be makrivit through the vidoy. The vidoy is an avodah. It's a carbon for vidoy. It's a carbon for vidoy. Why? Because vidoy is bifnim. Once it goes bachutz, it's not a special carbon bachutz. It's not a carbon anymore. Right? Pakam imenu shein carbon ve'ein bo'ala mitzvah shiluach u'dechil etzok v'din yorid achar v'yimisehu. It's a carbon mechovas hayom. How do we know it's a chovas hayom? Because it's docha Shabbos. Because docha Shabbos, kavur sham, etc. Gam tzoch l'son yom kivur asma. Well, ain't all the mitzvah loaded in carbon. It's a chovas hayom, but it's not a chovas hayom of a carbon. It's a chovas hayom of a mitzvah. And this is the Grach. I assume the Grizz got it from his father, right? This is the lullaby his father sang him when he was a little baby. What's this lashon? Paka minei. Din carbon, ve'ein bo ella mitzvah shiluach. It's not a carbon. It's a mitzvah of shiluach, which is chovas hayom, but it's not a carbon. And we find this opinion also in the Ibn Ezra that I put on the Makoros here. What was the Ibn Ezra? He has a machlokes in himself from Rishon ben Chafni Gaon. Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Gaon was very afraid of misunderstanding. He was very afraid of people getting the wrong idea. After all, Sar Echad Lashem, Sar Echad Lazazel. So, what might you think? One Sar is Lashem, the other Sar is not Lashem. What do you mean? One for God, one for the other guy. You know, that doesn't sound so Jewish to us, right?
Even though it says that only the Sar Bifnim is Lashem,
they're both Lashem. When it says Goral Achad Lashem, Goral Achad Lazazel, what it meant is one is Lashem in the regular way, the other is Lashem in a peculiar way. But obviously they're all Lashem. What do you mean? Who else is there? Right?
The Ein Tzarech. Now, even if it says you don't need to, why? Now notice this lashon like Rav Chaim Kima Shalef Eino Korban Kilo Yishachet.
Forget about philosophy. I don't want to get to the philosophy of the Ibn Ezra for another 3 minutes.
Just what's he saying in Lamdus? He's saying it's not. You don't need to worry because it's not a karban. Why is it not a karban? Because it's not shechted.
I think Morty said to me the other day, doesn't say in Yoma that the chiyasul butzuk zoi shechitaso. So it is shechted. Says no. That just means it's like shechita for also the espinal, which applies even to chulin.
But there's no shchitas kodshim, right? The chiyul tzuk is not shchita.
It says it is shchita. It is shchita for also for no purposes. That just means you can't do a halachically recognized killing of a whole family. Okay, but it's not shchita for kodsh, for avoda purposes. You don't, it's not a karban, so it's not kari. This is the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, what's his lashon again? He says, right?
Eino kar, einenu karban ki lo yishachet.
Einenu karban. Ki lo yishachet. Obviously, he doesn't think the Yasu Latzuk is shchita from a kachim perspective. And I'll just, before I take Eli, point out the Rashba has, or in Shavuos as well, the parentheses here point out that of the original editor, that there's another Gersa Lagamre. But he had some Gersa that the Yom Kippur is mechaper without a karban, but the Sar Mishalach is only mechaper with a karban. Okay, what do you mean this, the Sar Mishalech is only mechaper with a carbon? So he says, Yei Shomrim, Shilucho Kari Carbon. Right? Carbon means the Shiluch is a carbon. The Inami, or you could say, no, carbon means the Sar Lashem. So when we say the Sar Shalach needs a carbon, does that mean it needs itself, which is a carbon, to be Nishlach? Or does that mean it needs the Sar Lashem, which is a carbon? What does the Rashi himself say? The Zen nearly Yoser. Right? You can't say karban means throwing it in the desert. And that's not called karban. Karban only in Sar Lashem is a karban. Right? That's the Lashon the Rashba. And Shavuos says, Ein Shilucho Karoi Karban. Right? Basically, it seemed like you were going against the Shiluch Betzis here, a non-mainstream shot, but it turns out this is a very mainstream shot that the Grid is pointing out. Not only did he get from his father, who had special chashivas, Rav Chaim, who declared whether it was a din hakrava or a mitzvah shiluach bi'alma, and decided it was a mitzvah shiluach bi'alma, there was no hakrava. But in the Rishonim, there's an Ibn Ezra who says, Einenu korban ki lo yishachet, and is not impressed by the defilah tzuk. And there's a Rashi who says, Ein shilucha kari karban. It's not a karban. Right? They say the word karban doesn't apply. If the word karban doesn't apply, then our Gemara makes perfect sense, like the Avnei Nezer, and like the Grizz. It's not a carbon. There is no carbon once you finish the Vidoy. Right? Right, Eli, you got the Seder Dvarim down now? Right? Once you shech the Sar La, do the Hagrola, shech the Sar La Shem, sprinkle its blood, go back and do Vidoy on the Sar La Zazel, now there's no carbon to it anymore. The carbon is over. The Avodah is over. Once you leave the walls of the Mikdash, you finish the Avodah Sayom. You still have a mitzvah sayom to do of shiluach, but you finish the avodah, there's no akrava. If there's no akrava, there can be no lav of balmon. And that's why our Gemara has to struggle to find the lav of hakdoshas balmon, because there is no lav of shchitas balmon, because the chiyah l'tzok, lav hainu shchitaso from a kunshin perspective. It's only hainu shchitaso from a general, kulin, everyday perspective. That is the fundamental hakira here, very fundamental hakira about the status of Sar Mishalach, or at least the status of Shiluach, Sar Mishpaleach.
How does, even Rav Chaim, how does he justify like the Ishiti getting a Hetzer to eat and
Ishiti doing that's what he says. He says explicitly. Why is it Bechal Shabbos? Bechal Shabbos is the same as your question, why can he eat, right? Why is it Docha all the Yisur Hayom? Because it's Mitzvah Sayom. Mitzvah Sayom is Docha, even though it's not Avodah.
What's the mother for that?
What? Ishiti Afilim Shabbos. There's a Pasuk. Gzeres HaKasuv. that the ishiti is docha, even though it's a shiluach and not a hakrava.
Those things of him eating something that
it exists outside the context of other. We don't learn that from other. It's a special zeros from iti. Since iti means at the time, that means he's docha the serve of that day of the time. He's docha time the serve.
If it's not going to be a vehicle for Ritzui at its end, so why even start it within Korbanos at its beginning?
Okay, that is a very, very good question, which, let me ask me again in 5 minutes, okay? Now, I just want to talk a little. First, I want to make very, very clear. Remember, I only took that one line out of the Ibn Ezra. Have I discussed philosophy yet? I don't think so. I've discussed the halachic status of the Sar Mishaleach. I think it's very important that, especially when you get to things which are very fascinating philosophically, like Megareh Mamash, philosophically, that you have to have your halachic categories down before you discuss Tamiya Mitzvos, because you have to make sure your halachic categories are objectively defined categories. Otherwise, your categories become amorphous. However, now that we do have halachically discussed categories, and we have Lashon from Rav Chaim, is it not Karban or is it Mitzvah Hakrava or Mitzvah Shiluach B'Alma? Now we can ask ourselves, what is the sort of philosophy behind this? And this ties into the question of, why do we do this strange thing of Sar Mishaleach? If you take the Shita Mekubetzes, then it's Nicha, right? Because it's Kunshin, and we're Makriv Kunshin Lashem. After all, that's the point. We're always Makriv Lashem. We're just Makriv in a weird way. Just this one, we're Makriv in a peculiar way. But what's that stuff of the other side? Meaning, why would we not be Makrit? Why would it be a mitzvah v'yalma? So first, I want to ask you a very simple question. Look at the Lashon Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's Lashon here, as is the case often, is golden. What does he call it? He says it's not a krav, it's a mitzvah shiluach v'yalma. Did we ever hear of such a thing as a mitzvah shiluach having to do with Beis HaMikdash? Is there a pasuk anywhere about this? Is there a mitzvah shiluach in the Chumash? Anyone ever read the Chumash? There's the Tzibor Mitzvah of Shilach al Pnei HaSadeh. The Tzibor himself, I don't think, uses the word it does use the word Shilach, but I Pasuk that doesn't only talk about the Tzibor. Parshas Naso? Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Vishalchu min HaMachneh, Kol Tzibor HaBachol Zobachol Tomei Lanafesh, right? Mizachar, Nekabat Teshalechu, Al Mechutz HaMech, Ez Neshalachom, Lo Yitamu Asmat Neh, Hashem Yishokein Besolchom. Shiluach bi'alma is often a lashon of tumah, right? Clearly, we also have tumah with the tzipor mitzorah of a shaleach. Okay, maybe he takes some of the tumah mitzorah on himself, which we're not getting into now. Bichlal says the Sforno in the Chumash. I don't know if I put it on, but it's bichlal. A lot of the other places. He says, "What is this shiluach? What are we doing here, shiluach? We're not being makrav. Being makrav is taking something good and giving it to Hashem, right? What's the point here? This sire is meaning. Keep in mind." Do we put our hands over every chatas and confess our sins? No. Yes, absolutely. I never brought a chatas. What? Okay, thank you. Do we put our hands on every chatas behemah and confess our sins? Yes. But does the Torah ever say that the chatas bears our sins? No. And if it does bear our sins, how many sins does it bear?
One.
Right? So first of all, the Torah never actually says the sin is on the chatas. And even if it is, it's one sin. All right, you know what? The other means tzadikor, it's the Shia sins. Oh, well, yefta. One sin is the best we can do anyway. So, but what's here, right? V'nasa'a ha'se'ira lovez kol avonosan. Right? It has all our sins on it. So, says the Sforno in many, Sforno, well, of course you have to do shiluach lemidbar. What is shiluach lemidbar? Chutz l'machneh. If it's tum of all the sins, it can't be nikkur l'Hashem because it is puzzle. It's too bad. It's too evil. It's too tummy to be nikkur l'Hashem. So maybe the point is, yes, this is not hakrav. Hakrav is giving a good thing to Hashem. But part of the Ma'arefnim, giving good things to Hashem, is putting bad things far away from Hashem. And this is clearly, what's the Pashup Shat of the Sarmish Alech Lechora? Pashup Shat, why do we send it into the desert? Why are we sending the Sarmish Alech into the desert? Anyone? Pashup Shat?
It should come back.
Why? Why don't we want...
We're sending our sins away.
We're getting rid of our sins, right? That's, right? That from there came the Marmi Midagav. Tashlech. Right, that's more well-founded. Right, that's why people Tashlech again, without getting into the fact, the question of whether there's any limud zchus on people throwing bread in the water, but even without that, let's see you do Tashlech the proper way.
Still
right, the you know, the sashlech, right, we're getting rid of our averus. What does that mean? Normally, karbonos are something kedusha and tara, so of course we're makriv them. But here, this is not kedusha and tara. This is tuma umius, meaning it's mabel bad. It has all the tuma of Am Yisrael on it, right? So we're sending it away. We're getting rid of it. So one option is that we're not makriv. Makriv means the good thing you want to bring close, right? We're mirachik, right? Of course, this isn't makriv. Makriv is your makriv a good thing. Part of being makriv of a good thing means that's the ma'arech with Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. Sar Lashem is good, you're makriv. Sar Lazazel is bad, and you are, the opposite of makriv is, we're mirachik, our avonos. Okay, who says that shot in the reason why we throw it off the cliff? Then what does the Morning Vukim say? It's to symbolize we're getting rid of our avonos. Now, of course, says the Rambam, well, being a rationalist, you can't actually get rid of your averos by putting them onto a goat and sending it into the desert. But you can reinforce among people the notion that it's time for Kiddush to get rid of this, so it's a psychological reinforcement. The Orach Haim that I put in brackets, his lush is a little unclear. It sounds like he's saying the Morning Vukim just literally. He says, no, you can't put averos on a goat. After all, what is saying Avos? Anyone who does an avera? What is saying Avos, but anyone does an avera?
Destroys the world?
No, I don't think so. You create a makatre, right? You create a negative force, right? You create a kateger latzmo, right? So averos create some sort of negativity. He says, somehow you can actually put all that actually negative spiritual power of the avera on the goat, and you can actually send it to the desert. So the Orach Chaim says, we send away our sins. The Mora says that we symbolize sending away our sins. Because, of course, the Rambam was not going to think that sins are spiritual negative forces that you can put on the goat. Sins have to do with your own moral status inside your neshama. But you can symbolize, after all, if we want to inspire people to be good from now on, the way to do that is, and we believe in tshuva, right, that you can't purify yourself through tshuva, so we symbolize that for people by sending away the sins. But then, of course, that makes sense we're not dealing with the hakrava. And as a matter of fact, according to this shita, why do we even have to throw it off the mountain? Meaning, are we throwing it off the mountain to be makrivit? To be makrivit? Why are we throwing it off the mountain? This I can only speculate. What is the mitzvah really? This machlokas tanoim in Yoma. The machlokas mitzvah is sent away. She lost her by midbar. Why do we throw it off the mountain? Maybe the only reason we throw it off the mountain is someone come back. After all, I mean, if you think about it, imagine, right, a week later, we're all in simple space, we're based on Mikdash, and it comes back with all our sins, right? It would be pasnish. So therefore, we make sure it stays in the desert. Okay, but the ikar is just be meragim lichutz l'machna tshalchum v'lo yitamu es machaneim. Of course, it's not a bar hakrava. Rav Hirsch has actually enough.
What is the assumption? It's interesting. Let's go to the, what is the assumption? Let's say you weren't zorik if you just disappear. So in other words, do we really want we really don't want the animal to be killed? Do we?
Yeah, we don't need the animal killed. We just don't want it. We just don't want it around us.
So
which is in the Duyuk and what did the Pazuk say? Just put in the Midbar. So why do we throw it off the desert? Why do we throw it off the cliff? To make sure it stays in the Midbar.
Yeah, but the expectation is... No, but in other words, obviously, Chazal and the people don't get it. But why Well, maybe we shouldn't have, we shouldn't kill it. Maybe there's a thing for killing for a carbon, killing for shechita. That's
what. So what I'm claiming for the Rambam is that the only reason we kill it is to make sure it doesn't come back from the desert. That's my speculation. It's not that killing the carbon is important. Now, Rav Hirsch takes a yeah.
No carbon chatas has chatoim of the individual.
So it never says so in the Chumash. It never says in the Chumash that it has the chatoim of the individual. Never says that in the Chumash. And even if you want to say it doesn't say so in the Chumash, but it's true anyway, that's one chait. You know, one chait we can live with. But it never says so in the Chumash.
But that is a standard, at least a normative approach, yeah?
I'm not sure. A normative smicha approach is something like the smicha means I put myself like, oh, I deserve to be killed for my chatoim, so I killed this instead. I guess that would be putting the guilt of the chatoim in. Okay, but that's one chait.
I'm saying, if you're going to use one chait as a vehicle for Kirbel Hashem,
okay, I admit that's a valid taina. Now, Rav Hirsch has another interesting approach. What does Rav Hirsch say? He says it's not about sending away Averos. He doesn't even think it's symbolically about sending away Averos. Rather, what is it about according to Rav Hirsch? Why do we kill the service of life in the desert? Anyone?
What
symbolizes that? Meaning, the Sarla Hashem, according to Rav Hirsch, represents Avodat Hashem, right? The Sarla Zazel represents, what does it represent? Right, it represents a life of giving it to your taiva and not worshipping Hashem, right? So, why do we throw it in the desert and kill it in the desert? It teaches us, exactly, it teaches us the value, in a negative sense, of not worshiping Hashem and following your taivas and not worshiping Hashem. I mean, Rav Hirsch, it's a musser. I mean, and actually, it's a fascinating musser. For Rav Hirsch, it's a very deep musser. Meaning, not Sunday school primers. In the Sunday school primers, what's the musser? The musser is, you could be Ovid Hashem or not Ovid Hashem. If you're Ovid Hashem, so you do a little mitzvah and you live happily ever after. If you're not Ovid Hashem, you get run over by a tractor. Okay, great. Rav Hirsch says, not quite so pashut. If you're over Hashem, it requires sacrifice, right? Like the Sarel Hashem. You, Adam Kiyonis Ba'ol, you might have to give up a lot to be close to Hashem in his Makom Kodesh, right? It's a much more realistic Musar, right? There's a sacrifice involved in Avodah Hashem. You want to be a Sarel Hashem, there's a price to pay. But you end up in Hashem's embrace. If you want to be Lazazel, if you want to not care about Hashem, you want to follow your taivas, you want to be as strong against Hashem, then you run away from the shechita knife. You don't want to make the sacrifice, you want to have a good time. But where do you end up? You end up in the desert. You end up with nothing. You end up in a makom of destruction. And not only that, but you end up being thrown off a cliff and being left there, your carcass left in the desert. Meaning, it's a very realistic musar, because it's not that you always live happily ever after. Sometimes it's a serious nefesh, and even when you live happily ever after, it takes a lot of serious nefesh. But it teaches the wages of sin, according to Rav Hirsch. Now, of course, obviously, the whole point is, for Rav Hirsch as well, is that what's the whole point of the Sarla Zazel? It's to teach you what happens to someone who's rachok from Hashem. So of course it's not a hakrava. It's a richok from Hashem. But he doesn't think, even symbolically, that we send our sins away. It's rather that we demonstrate what happens when you're far from Hashem. That's what he says. It's two dmuyot. It's interesting. It also teaches us. What other principle does it teach us? That I had to skip a lot here. The principle of Bechir Chafshis, right? There's Shneis Ir Mitzvasa that you shove in Bekomo, Vemaru, Vedamim, etc. Right? They should be the same. What's the difference? One chooses the path of Avodas Hashem, one chooses the opposite path, as he says here. He says it's all about, teaches you that we have Bechir Chafshit, and he says all other Chatos in the world teach you the proper way of life, which is going to Hashem. And this one teaches you the improper way of life. It's a negative lesson. Okay. Then that's what? It's someone who refuses to do what Hashem says. And therefore he says, Yishlaharik lo somin ha-mikdash, mitchum, chumon, shom, and out of all of Israel to the Midbar, and it laughs at the sacrifice of the Sar Lashem. Ha ha, I'm going to have a good time, and your sacrifice is going for Hashem. But then he says that what happens when you run away from the Mikdash? You find Abdus Umaves, right? Shmama and Maves. He thinks that he's going to have a good time, and he finds Shmama and Maves. Okay, that is, Rav Hirsch teaches you the wages of sin. But what they all have in common is that, yeah, it makes sense to say this is a mitzvah bi'alma, a mitzvah of shiluach and not hakrava, because the whole point is harchaka. This is the opposite of a karban. This whole point of this is harchaka. Either because you're getting rid of your averus, or you're teaching the wages of sin. Again, in a very deep way. If you read his whole paper here, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of depth in it. Even more so than meets the eye at first. That is one approach. I'll point out also that there's a Barvanel that I put in the course here, who says based on a Medrash. Anyone know the Medrash, right? What's Sa'ir? Who's Ish Sa'ir?
Esav.
And what do we put on it? It's called Avonos Sam, it's called Avonos Tam. Who's an Ish Tam? Right? So what are we doing? We're putting all the Avonos Tam on the Ish Sa'ir, and we're sending it out to the Midbar, to Azazel, which is the Makom of the Sar of Esav, because he's Ish Sa'ir, and Sa'ir is Ez, Azazel. Right? So there's a whole Midrashic theme that the Rabbi Nell picks up here, on here, the Akedah Yisrael also, and it's all about V'nasah Alavas Kol Avonos Tam, right, to the Ish Sa'ir, that it's a way of sending our Averos to Esav. We're taking our Averos and putting them on Esav. Okay, how is it exactly fair we put our Averos on Esav? Is not so clear. The Akedah actually says, I don't know if this is the first thing you ever know, he has two shot and this is one of them, that it could be because what we're saying is that really the Ikarim wouldn't do Averos, only because of the Shibud of Esav that we do Averos. And therefore, Averos really go to Esav. Okay, that is a much more particular theme, but also, what's the point? You're sending your Averos away, but it's not just sending away, it's sending to Esav, because the Midbar is the Makom of the Sar of Esav. But again, that is similar in that we are trying to send things away, dear Barbanel. And the Akedas Yitzchak say we're sending our Averos to Esav. Right, and this is really, where do they get this idea from, of course? Where did Chazal get this idea that Avonosam is Avonos Tam and you're putting them on Ish Sa'ir? How did they know this is about the relationship between Yaakov and Esav? Exactly, because what are we doing? The Shnei Seirim, right? We take Shnei Seirim, Shavim, Ve'ekomo, Damim, etc. We're taking two that come together, and they're each taking an entirely different path that obviously is reminiscent of the story of Yaakov and Esau. So they put this in the historical context in the relationship of Yaakov and Esau. Okay, that's another theme we're not going to get into now. So that's one possibility. Now, what does the Ibn Ezra say at the end? The Ibn Ezra says at the end, it's not a carbon. Rather, I'll explain to you a little bit of the sod when you are Beremez, when you're 33, you'll know it. What does he mean when you're 33, you'll know it? He doesn't mean when you're 33 years old. He means if you go 33 more psukim. Right now, how do I know this? Because I'm such a genius, I understand the Ramban and Ibn Ezra. Because the Ramban says, well, Ibn Ezra made a sod, but I'll be the holy Chorach Megala sod. And I only put the Chizkuni on the sheet because he says it pithily. The Ramban says it at great length with many interesting asides. But what does it say 33 psukim later? Veloyas b'cholodes zivchehem la'si'irim asher hem zonim achareihem. That what happens if you bring a carbon to chutz? It's the issue of shkutei chutz. You end up bringing it to si'irim. What are si'irim? Obviously, avodah zarah, right? Kochos atoma, right? Other kochos. So sa'ir is other kochos. What's azazel? Azazel is just a sar, eight. I mean, is just a double eight. I mean, it's an aleph, but it's a double zayin, the double a's, right? Azazel and Sa'ir are the kochos atomos se'irim yirkadim sham lo yichodim zemchem la se'irim. It's avodah zarah, and what the Ibn Ezra says, the remez that he doesn't want to tell us because it's a little kfiridik, right? He doesn't want to tell us the remez that we're actually giving it to the evil kochos, to the competition, to Hashem kiddi yachol, as it were, right? Because Kuni says that very pithily. What does he say? Samoil, Shochad. We give a Shochad to Samoil. We're makar a carbon to the other kochos. We're makar a carbon to Avodah Zarah, the other kochos. The Ramban here grapples at great length with, what do you mean? How can you do a Avodah Zarah? How can you give a carbon to another spiritual force, the Samael, the Sitra Achra, the Kof Latoma, isn't that exactly what Judaism is all about? We're not supposed to do. Okay, so this is a very challenging idea, but the Ramban and the Chizkuni and Lechora the Ibn Ezra, even though he says Beremez, we don't know what he means, but Lechora, that's what he's talking about, right? All say it is a, we give a, I don't even want to say want to give a karbon, that's like too bold, right? We give an offering to, right, to the Kochos HaTomah, right, to the evil force in the world, which is, again, exactly what a Avodah Zarah is all about. You're normally not supposed to do, okay? That's why this is a very strange thing. The Ramban says, that's why the Goyim would make fun of us. Why do you do Sar Mishaleach? They'll say, what do you mean? You're doing Avodah Zarah. So what makes you better than us? So that's the approach the Ramban, the Chizkuni, the Nezer, and many others, but also, this fits with the Reb Chaim. What do you call this? A karbon? It's not a karbon Hashem. You're not giving it to Hashem. Either you're not giving it to Hashem because you daf go and be merachik from Hashem, or worse, you're not giving it to Hashem because you're giving it to someone else. Now, of course, this becomes very subtle because the someone else is not chas v'shalom, independent of Hashem, just one of the kochos that Hashem created to rule the world. And al pi kavala, it's perhaps an emanation of Hashem. It's bechlal the spheros of Hashem. So fine. So it's the tzad, the left side. Now the right side is bechlal the spheros. So it's like sort of Lashem, sort of not Lashem. But clearly, you can see the justification for saying this is not a karban. It's a shiluach bi alma. This is not a karban. It's a shiluach bi alma. Because you're not bringing it to Hashem. You're bringing it to some other koach. Okay, why are we bringing some other koach? So that is a big so that's hard for us to understand. And the Ramban says, of course, it's not that we're worshiping the other koach, just that Hashem told us to give a shochat to the other koach. But it's not a hakrava. So al pi hashkafa, even though at first it might be surprising to think that you have a karbon, that all of a sudden you're not being makriv to Hashem, but it's in fact not so surprising, because if you look at all the explanations of the Rishonim for why we do what we do, most of them are either that we're davka trying to be marchik something and send it far away from us, which is the opposite of akrava, or I'm loath to use the word akrava. Even if we're giving something to the other force that's the opposite of how we normally relate to Hashem, which is the force of, right, evil and the force of death and desert, etc., which is, well, he quotes the Begin Lasirim, right? Why does the Torah have to say Dafkin Parsha Harimos, the Yisr of Shutei Chutz? Because even though Shutei Chutz, which is Gzeira Otto Avodah Zarah, employees who voted Zifkin Lasirim, because on Yom Kippur we do something which is sort of like that, so it has to tell us the rest of the time not to, right? Just like the Torah has to say, right? If a woman tries to save her husband by embarrassing someone else, we punish her right after Chalitza, because we see the woman's allowed to embarrass someone else who didn't help her husband. So the Torah tells us this is not a general rule. Likewise here, you're allowed to give something to the Se'irim here. The Torah has to tell us right afterwards this is not a general rule.
Couldn't you combine your one and twos and say, what? Yes, you're giving it to the dark side or whatever, but what are you giving him? You're giving him the Averus.
Right, that's really what the Abarbanella kid is Yitzhak going on, meaning you're giving it to Esav, you're giving a, right, you certainly could, meaning you're taking, it, meaning as most of the Ramban says, you're shochad, you're giving something nice to the dark side so he'll leave you alone, but obviously you're giving your Averus to the dark side, meaning you're just like your makar of the good to Hashem, your makar of the bad to the kochos atoma. Correct. So there's not a stark distinction between those, I fully admit. Okay, so that's a little bit about the hashkafa and the halachic status of Sar Mishaleach. Now let's get back to our Gemara a little. Because so far we've only answered one question. Let us also point out, okay, we went a little out of order. First, the issue of the girsa of the Gemara, which is going to be important in understanding the second question. What is the two girsos of the Gemara, right? One, we have Rashi's girsa, right? What's Rashi's girsa? Rashi's girsa is that you need LaHashem. How many good answers are there? According to Rashi's girsa, our girsa? How many good answers are there? Why you need LaHashem? Two, right? Just one is only one shita, and the other is only one case, right? Either for Mace Achar Hagrola Lefihu,
Not lefichan and amitzi, right? He says even if it dies after agrola, you can bring another one, but with the new agrola. For Reb Shimon, or humam achar agrola v'chilalo al achir. Right, and that works the kuliyama. That's what Rav said. He wants something to work the kuliyama. Right, either for Reb Shimon holds you can replace a dead one without a new agrola, or everyone agrees you can replace a balma, one that got injured without a hagrola, because since you can transfer from the one to the other, so it doesn't need a new hagrola, because it's still a continuing what we started already, right? Again, what did everyone but Reb Shimon say? If the sir dies, you have to bring a new one from scratch. You need a hagrola. If the sir gets a balma, you just take its kedusha and transfer it, so you don't need a new hagrola, because you're just transferring the pre-existing kedusha. Fine, that is our girsa. But what's the girsa of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Shita Mekubetzes? According to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Shita Mekubetzes, right? Now, Rashi points out, I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at the parallel sign in Yoma, that the simplest shot is that Rabbeinu Gershom and the Shita Mekubetzes was fooled by some sofer who accidentally copied in part of an irrelevant conversation from Yoma. Right, because in Yoma, the whole Balmon was a tangent of Mechusar Zman. So, in Yoma, the end of the Balmon Sugya talks about Mechusar Zman, because we finished our tangent, get back to the main sugya. Over here, we haven't mentioned Mechusar Zman. So accidentally, they copied over the Mechusar Zman part from Yoma to here and then messed up the whole Gersa to justify it. That's what Rashi accused them of. Why are you bringing Mechusar Zman? In Yoma, it ended with Mechusar Zman. Why? Because we finished the Balmum part of the sugya and went back to our original topic, which was Mechusar Zman. Some scribe accidentally copied the line of Mechusar Zman here also, and then had to fill in transitions to passel the Reb Shimon idea, and to passel Rabba's Humam Boba Yom Chalakr idea, in order to get to the Mechusar Zman. And it's all shtus. That's Rashi says. But Rabbeinu Gershom and the Shita Mekubetzes really had this Gersa. They thought it wasn't shtus. They thought it was a real Gersa, and even if it might end up in a little different place, Halacha L'maaseh, from the Gemara Yoma, that's fine. They held it was a real Gersa. So according to them, it's a real Gersa. What is the real Gersa? The real Gersa is, who says the Reb Shimon's name? Reb Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hamani Reb Shimoni, right? And what do we object? What's our objection? That even Reb Shimon doesn't need Goro, but still needs Roy Lesar Lashem. Even Reb Shimon, who doesn't need the Goro, right? That's Reb Shimon, as opposed to Hanan Mitzri and everyone else in the world who says you always need a Goro. He says, no, if you have a Goro, one dies, you bring replace it without a Goro. I assume he admits, if you have a Goro and they both die, you bring two into a new Goro. But if your Goro one dies, you can replace it without a Goro. Even though it doesn't need a Goro, it still needs to be Roy Lesar Lashem. Why? So Rabbeinu Gershom says, the Shita Mekubetzes doesn't like, because it theoretically should have needed a Goro. We just don't want to do a second Goro because that'll pass the first Goro. But theoretically it should have needed a Goro. Since it theoretically should have needed a Goro, it needs to be Roy Lashem. Or you could just say, since we're being mocked to Shinu Sar Mishtaleach, hot to be create a Sar Mishtaleach, it needs to be Roy Lashem. Okay. Still needs Roy Lashem to create to create Kedushas Sar HaMishtaleach. So what does Rava answer? So Rava answers, Kigom Shahuman Bo Bayom V'chililo Al Acher, right? In which case, you're not creating Kedushas Sar HaMishtaleach, you're not creating Kedushas Sar HaMishtaleach, you're just transferring Kedushas Sar HaMishtaleach, right? Just transferring pre-existing Kedusha. To transfer Kedusha Sar Mishaleach, you don't need Roy Lashem. And then what's the objection? The objection that even if you're just transferring a pre-existing, healthy, Chai V'Kayim Kedusha Sar Mishaleach, what's the objection? It still needs to be, what's the phrase? What's the phrase they use? Then Benzugo shel Risha. Or, sorry, it says the Harikai, it's taking the place of the Risha. Objection? What's the objection? Well, let me find the Lashon, if we're in Gershon, that's a good Lashon. He says, give me a second here. Um, Ella Marava, and they said, Ella, oh no, he doesn't, sorry, he leaves us out with the Shidduch, but that says the Lashon is, even though you're just replacing pre-existing Kedusha, so why do you write Lashem? It's a pre-existing Kedusha Mishaleach, which you already have, just replace it with a good Sar Mishaleach. He says still, I apologize, yeah. It's still ben zugo shel rishon mavdei mayachulav ben zugo shel. We mikoach rishon kaasi, right? It's mikoach rishon rishon kaasi. It's still mikoach rishon kaasi. What is the objection? Objection is still mikoach rishon kaasi, meaning it needs. Same requirements as the original one, right? It's still, even if you're humchalulachir, you're just replacing the first one, it needs the same requirements. And therefore, what do we have at the end? I apologize, I lost room at the end. Let's just. So finally, Ravina says, what does Ravina say? We don't need Lashem for Balmum. Right? We're wrong. We don't need Lashem. We don't dash Hashem to passel Balmum. What's the only thing we need Lashem to passel? What do we need Lashem to passel? Right. Rather. Rather for. Taka, we don't need Hashem to pasul balmum. We only need Hashem to pasul mechusar zman, which is the drasha that the Gaon Yoma started with. And how do you have a mechusar zman? Why not have the same objection? Meaning, you can't put a, after all, in a goral kaveil mashavai l'Hashem. So you can't have a goral on mechusar zman. I mean, it's not ready to be nekrov yet. You can't have a goral on mechusar zman, so then have roi l'Hashem. And if it dies, you can't replace it. Because it has to be Roy Lashem. And if it gets a mum, you can't mechalik, because it has to be Roy Lashem. It says, no, because in Mechusar's man, I need Lashem. Why? Because it could not die, it could not be replaced, it could become Mechusar's man all of a sudden. How could it become Mechusar's man all of a sudden? Well, there's two kinds of Mechusar's man. One is less than 8 days old. It can't become less than 8 days old all of a sudden. What's the other kind of Mechusar's man? Oh, so yes, but no, it's Mechusar's man until tomorrow. And it could be, if you shechted its mother for a chola that morning, or in the middle of the Avodah, after Hagrola, all of a sudden, you shechted its mother, then it becomes Mechusar Zman, and you need Lashem to passel it. You need Lashem to passel it, Mechusar Zman. And we might have thought, it's no problem that you're not shechting. No, we learned from Lashem, the Chiyosu Zuk Zuk Shchitoso, for Oso V'Espino, any halachically mandated type of killing counts. Okay, that is the other Gersa of Ravina. What is the Etzem Machlokes between the two Gersos? So the Rav discussed it in the Igros, but it's sort of obvious. What's the Etzem Machlokas between the Gersos? The Etzem Machlokas between the Gersos is what's the Yisod HaMachlokas Bein the two Gersos is very Pashut. Ein HaGorol Koveya Ela B'ma Sheroi Lashem. What is the nature of that din? Right? Ro'oi Lashem. Right? According to Rashi, it's a din in the Maisa Hagrola. A Maisa Hagrola is only a Maisa Hagrola if they're both Roy for both possibilities. It's a din in the Maisa Hagrola. After all, that makes a lot of sense. Like, is it really called, right? Meaning this is cheating, right? Is it really called a lottery if there can only be one answer? Right? It's like voting in, like, these third world countries, right? Oh, you know, you have an open ballot. You can vote for me, or you can vote for the other guy and I'll shoot you. So that's not Agrola. It's only Agrola if there are two possibilities you're choosing between. It could be this one, Hashem, Lazazel. It could be that one, Hashem, this one, Lazazel. So it's in the Maisa Agrola. Once the Maisa Agrola is done, you don't need Rai Lashem anymore. That's Rashi. I have two good answers. Either of Shimon, who says you can replace a dead woman without Agrola, or everyone says you can transfer the Kedusha of a Balmum without Agrola.
But Rabbi Gershom and the Sheik Mugbetza say no. Roy Lashem is not just the din in the Maisa Hagrola. The Maisa Hagrola is a glory milsa. The Maisa Hagrola teaches us the nature of the service Aleich. Says it's a din. It's a din. Will you excuse me if I use a little brisker terminology? The Heftza Shel Sarah Mishtaleach. No, the Sarah Mishtaleach needs to be Roy Lashem. The Hagrola teaches us, the Hagrola is the Gloy Milsa. The Hagrola is the Gloy Milsa. Ain't a girl Koveya Ella Be. Let's say better. Din Bekdusha Sarah Mishtaleach. Ain't a girl Koveya Wine, not because the Maisa Hagrola is Lakoy. It's not a problem in the Maisa Hagrola if it's not Roy Lashem. It's deeper than that. The Maisa Hagrola teaches you can't make a halos service Aleich except on something Roy Lashem. Why? Because, and here's something I'm not getting into, the whole point of the Sarmish Aleich is not just something you put a virus on and send to the desert. The whole point of Sarmish Aleich is something that has a unique avoda together with the Sar Lashem. After all, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how long is the Sarmish Aleich Ma'akev? Not until you do anything to it. Until you just drink as a dumb, the Sar Lashem. The Sar Mishaleh has to start out, not how it ends. It ends not a carbon according to many shitas, carbon according to some shitas. But it has to be something which is twinned with the Sar Lashem. The whole avodah, the Zrikas dumb of Sar Lashem, is part of the avodah Sar Mishaleh. It's part of the avodah Sar Mishaleh. Meaning, if you did want to do it as a carbon, you would say you do the Zrika by being Zorik the Sar Lashem, and you do the Haktara by throwing it off a cliff. Right? So it has to be together the Sar Lashem. Why? I don't know why. Maybe to represent like the two paths in life, so therefore they have to go together. You know, maybe because just to make it not too much of a zara or kach and machutz, you have to have like some hakrava element in it, so that hakrava element in it comes through your yotz through Sar Lashem. But it has to be something which is connected to the Sar Lashem, and therefore even after the hagrola, you can't create one if it's not connected to the Hashem. Dimbech kedusha Sar Mishaleach, that it has to be connected even after Hagrola to the Sar Lashem. It can only be connected to the Sar Lashem if it's Roi Lashem. That's the fundamental machlokas between the Gersos. Okay, we have 2 minutes just to at least finish up this part of the Gemara, even though I thought we'd get a lot further. sorry. Moshe Ilan? I just want to deal with, very briefly now, this Fas Emes' question. Okay, this Fas Emes' question. And the Grizz also asked this question, the one I put in bracket after this Fas Emes. This Fas Emes asked the following question. He says, why didn't the Gemara answer that Lashem is needed to teach us there's a love because Ein Hagoral Koveya Vechuli. Only teaches us a psal. I mean, what is the question? Why do you need Lashem? Vaha Ein Hagoral Koveya L'Mashigori Lashem anyway. Why do you need a pasuk? Ein Hagoral Koveya anyway. So first he has the question of, why not just answer, you need the pasuk after the goral. Okay. Now this Fas Emma says, right, what's his question? I think I have it here somewhere. Right, Tzorim Lashem Mar Shaper Dami Ma... the Malkus Asivim can he divide the possible should be in a goal Korea Rakaray Lashem and come back with Malkus Lois Raid, it's our Kala Malkus. Right? Why not for Malkus, right? To teach us there's a lot, meaning Malkus. After all, we know in a goal Kaveh Mashra Lashem, it's Apostle Sar Lazazel, if it has a mum, because it's not, the girl's not Kaveh. But we don't know you get Malkus, we just think maybe you're doing empty acts, maybe you're just wasting your time. How do we know you get Malkus? So maybe the pasuk is to teach us Malkus. This is a valid question, no? Is that not a valid question?
According to who?
What? Ah, so how would you answer this question? How would you answer the Sassanis' question? Maybe we need the Pasuk to teach us you get Malchus. Because? Okay, great. So, I haven't found anyone who answers this question. I thought Bedochak, you could maybe answer this question. Bedochak, maybe you could answer this question. Maybe. Maybe you could answer the question by saying, they could have answered that. This is like the Doch answer the Shiv Gobetzes. But one second. no, let's say better. They could have answered to teach you that you get to teach you that it's puzzle. To teach it, no. Maybe you could answer that for Rashi's Gersa. If we assume, like, the Grizz and the Avnei Nezer, that there's no Malchus for Dechia Letzok, they needed to find a case of Hakdosha to give you Malchus. Okay, that is what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is answering to teach you you get Malchus. But how do you get Malchus? If you assume like the Amnesia and the Grizz, you don't get Malchus for Dechia Letzok, you get Malchus for Hakdosha. How do you have Akdosha Sar Mishtaleach? How do you have Akdosha Sar Mishtaleach? Before the Goral, it's a potential Sar Lashem. Because if it's not a potential Sar Lashem, the girl's not Koveyah, so maybe okay, Bedochak. You'll see if you analyze this very Dochak. What might be another answer? A radical answer? That's what Morty's saying, right? Answer number two. How do you spell Morty?
Morty.
Great. Morty Tarragon. He says, and a Hanami, there is no Malchus for Sar HaMishtaleach. That would be a very radical answer to the Sfas-Emes' Kasha. Why didn't the Sfas-Emes give this answer to his Kasha? Because it was too radical. Maybe, Taka, there is no Malchus for Akdosha Sar HaMishtaleach. Just a Psul. And the Drasha is not equating Sar HaMishtaleach to other Kodshim, meaning Lashem doesn't need Sar HaMishtaleach at the same lav as other Kodshim, right? To other Kodshim. It's not saying there's a lav, just a remez that there's a psul. After all, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you know what? If not for Lashem, it would be shopper dummy. You would think it's shopper dummy. So maybe that's what it's saying, right? Maybe even though there's a lav, there's even five or six or four lav in the Shach Vatari here for other karbonos, but Lashem doesn't mean there's a lav by Sar Mishtaleach also. There's no lav by Sar Mishtaleach. It's just a remez, there's a psul. There's a lav by real karbonos. And Lashem is merames, there's a psul by Sar Mishtaleach. That is very, very radical, right? That is exceedingly radical. But why might this radical pshat be a reasonable answer? Because what do you do with... Why do you think this is the right answer, Morty?
This is the wrong one.
Exactly! Because this would also answer our third question, right? This was the second question. Third question is, what's the lashon of the Rambam? The Rambam says, what's the lashon of the Rambam? Anyone who's makdish shebalmon, give me the word, without looking it up. Anyone who's makdish a balmon, anyone who's makdish a balmon, says the Rambam,
Kolamakdash Mehem Shishbamom Legabe Hamizbeach Avar Below Sase.
What is the Rambam's Lashon? Kol Hamakdash Balmum Legabe Hamizbeach Avar Below Sase.
What does Legabe Hamizbeach seem to exclude? What doesn't go to the Mizbeach?
What about Sorry Ha Mishtameach? So what does the Sfas Emes say
about this Kasha on the Rambam? Sfas Emes asked this Kasha on the Rambam, what about Sorry Mishtameach? And answers, V'ram lehidi klal malkas gam b'sor Mishtameach v'tzorich iyun.
Answers Tzorich iyun. The Minchas Chinuch asked this Kasha also on the Rambam,
and this long Minchas Chinuch. He has some have been, and maybe there wouldn't be a law, but it can't be. There must be a law by Sir Mishalech, and it's obvious.
He says either, yeah, it's obvious, but then he says, but not really obvious. Vitzarchian. What does he say?
He says, yeah, maybe the Rambam didn't say because it's obvious, but then he says, no. He says, he should have written it. Vitzarchian. Says Vitzarchian. Everyone says Vitzarchian. I have no one on my side, except for Morty.
But what might the answer be? Maybe. Answer is, Enachanami, the drasha by Sayer Hamishtaleach is not including it in the lav, but a remez that there's a psal, and then you kill two birds. Answer number one is Sardian, and or maybe it's obvious. Answer number two,
right? You kill two birds with one stone. Basically, the two different things. The Rambam didn't mention a lav or malchus by Sar Mishaleach. Sir Ian, why not? Was it so obvious? Not so obvious. The Gemara didn't just answer, you need the drasha to teach you malchus and a lav that in addition to being possible and not working, it actually is an avera and gets you a punishment. And that's dachuk to figure out why. Maybe there are other dachuk answers also floating out there, which we don't have time for now. So there are two Tzarech Ians. Basically, kill two birds with one stone and say no. Because based on what we said earlier, because Sar Mishaleach is not really a korban in the first place, even though you do some vidui on it, but it's not a regular korban in the first place, then when they darshan Lashem, they didn't mean Lashem l'rabo Sar Mishaleach l'chol dinei aparsha. No. They meant Lashem l'rabo Sar Mishaleach that it's a remez that you shouldn't, that if it's possible if it has a mum. But there's no lav. Why is there no lav? Because the lav is most likely from there's no akrava, pasha.
There's no lav, right? No lav because there's no hakrava. Now this is a chiddush because you might have said the vidui is a hakrava, but there's no lav because there's no hakrava mamish, right?
Meaning you do vidui. The kriyas haseir achai is vidui, but it's not mamish hakrava. So maybe just take it one step further. Not only is the dechil tzuk not hakrava, there's no hakrava. It's kachim and not hakrava at all. If there's no hakrava at all, then there's no lav at all. So what is the drasha? The drasha is for a psul. That's what we're asking. The drasha is just for a psul. We know a psul anyway. And a gol kamei lashem elav masharoi lashem. And that would answer the Rambam. And this Fasem says kasha the Rambam and is kasha the Gemara. In one fell swoop, why he has both questions and not answer this because it's too radical. But it's pashup shot in the Rambam. It's against all the achronim, but it's pashup shot in the Rambam anyway. So I think we have to give it some credence. Okay, we'll have to pick up with Av Zayin and Mirtz Hashem next time. Since we're a little behind, we'll have to see how far we get next time. I'll have to see how far we get next time. Definitely till the Mishnah. Whether we want to be Meram is a little in the Mishnah also. We'll have to see until Thursday. Thursday is our last shir, Bishah Tova Umutzlachas. Shaq Morty, thanks for...